All right. I forgot to set a timer, but I saw people returning and I looked at my clock up on the wall and I thought, I think it's been around 10 minutes. So hopefully we're good. So I'm having, I'm kind of redoing. I didn't, Karen, speak clearly. Gather your thoughts and make a coherent sentence. I misjudged how much time to spend on this topic. So I'm going to kind of expand us out a bit here because this is so important. It's as a foundational practice, these three steps we're doing, just physical relaxation, beginning to do a deeper, let's use the word relaxation, that starts to become, help us become aware of the sensations and the more subtle sensations. And then when we take it into an even deeper practice where we are becoming aware, more even deeply aware of the subtle energies in the body. And this is, and so I'm recalibrating here, and I will be recalibrating as we go through the session, and then I'm going to decide afterwards what to give you for homework, okay? Because what we're doing with relaxation, and I'm using that term very specifically here, is not just relaxing the body. You can do that in any way. You can do that. We all talked about ways you relax yesterday. You take walks, you listen to music, you watch a movie. You know, we have ways of relaxing. And those ways of relaxing are usually about distracting ourselves from whatever has been going on. It's a distraction. What we're learning here with in the meditation context, from the yoga perspective, and when I say yoga, I mean the broad picture of yoga, of which hatha yoga is just a piece of it. So it's a much broader philosophy and system. Is that relaxation comes from being able to go internal, to go in to discover what is really there, not distracting ourselves from something, but literally developing the skill to go in and see what really is there. And so to this end, we don't visualize. There's no visualization. There's no story. There's no music. It's literally us learning how to turn inward. And in that process, Steve, this is where this starts to answer your question. How does this calm my mind? In order for us to not fall asleep or get distracted, we are training the mind. And we are using the internal experience of our own body as a portal into awareness. And little by little, as our attention, the skill, and this is a skill, to turn inward, to be aware of what's there, no story, no judgment, showing up, right? We discover what's present in our awareness, in our consciousness. And as we move through the layers of the habits, the reactivity, that we call them the samskaras, we also become aware of a deeper consciousness, a deeper awareness that is the very real part of us, that isn't all this other stuff. So this is the journey in, is discovering what is that light, what is that awareness, what is that consciousness that is me when I am not this body, when I am not these thoughts, when I'm not this mind. So the skill we are developing here is a profoundly powerful skill. So it seems like such a basic, simple technique, but it's training us for it's a fundamental training for this path. So the other piece of this is that when you're just exercising, when you're just relaxing your body, you're working with just the physical body and it works. There's lots of ways to relax that work. When we're doing it with this method, we are actually working with energy. And I'm going to tell you how. So when you're tensing your muscles, you're bringing tension to the muscles. It takes energy to bring tension. Can we accept that? I have to direct energy into my arm, into my hand, for it to activate and tense. So we are literally drawing energy into the body when we tense it. And when we exhale and we release it, we are releasing and allowing that energy to flood through our body. So we're drawing the energy in as we tense. And as we let go, the energy just expands into our body. And this isn't just, it's literal prana. And I don't know if we've talked about prana. Prana is the life force, right? It's not just oxygen. It's the life force. It's an activating, alive, sparkly, vibrant energy that animates us. And we are literally drawing it in through the moon center. Right here, you can see my nice, almost bald head, right? The moon center. Sun center, moon center. The chakra is in the center of the head. Sun center, moon center. And when we breathe, the energy comes in through the moon center. It moves down our spine and back up and out. Now we'll get more into that in the summer. But for now, what's important is that you're not just tensing a muscle. You are bringing energy into that muscle. And it's not in the yoga, mystical yoga world, right? This is a real thing. You're drawing it in and you're energizing your body. When I first started this path, I was studying with Self-Realization Fellowship, which is the organization that Paramahansa Yogananda founded. And he's the one who wrote, I should have had the book to show you, but hopefully one of you at least will read it when it's time to read our autobiographies. And this is one of his core basic foundational techniques. He calls them energization exercises. And it's based on the principle that we are now learning to consciously. You were doing this before and it was doing it, but now you are consciously, you know, you're breathing in, you're activating, you're bringing energy in. And as you release, all that energy has space to expand and flood and fill and nourish your being. Okay? Now, is that happening if you're not aware of it? Yes. But if you're aware of it, it's more powerful. It's more powerful. Okay? So this thing we're doing of learning to consciously relax the body without any distraction by turning inward is using the nature of energy. Where the mind goes, the energy follows, right? Right? When it takes energy to activate, So we're drawing in this energy. And as we release, we allow the energy to fill us. These are just basic principles. Is that, am I making sense? Yes? Okay. So let's talk about what we just did in terms of this. Because what we're doing now is we are learning to consciously use the power of our, that part of our mind that has the power to direct our attention, right? We are literally training the mind here. This is literally mind training. And your job is to, now I'm leading the meditation, but the goal is for you to go home and after this will be part of your homework, is to play with this. And your job is to find out, okay, my mind, if I go left foot, right foot, left calf, right thigh, left buttock, right buttock, by the time I'm here, I'm gone. I'm distracted. I'm somewhere else. And you know that your mind needs more something to do. It needs a little more, needs something to do more quickly. So you're going to turn yours into left foot, right calf, left thigh, right thigh, buttock, buttock, abdomen, and you're just going, and within 30 seconds, you've done it. Your mind stayed engaged. So what you've learned is your mind needs to move at that pace for you to stay with you, for it to stay with you, for you to stay with it. Am I following me? I want you to think of your mind as a good friend that you're out for a walk with. And your mind has its own pace. And you are not going to be able to change that pace unless you keep up with it. And then you can gently start to calm it down. So in the beginning of the technique, you need to meet your mind where it is. And if it needs to move quickly, move quickly. If it's ready to go more slowly, then you can go more slowly. You see, so Steve, this is the answer. This is part of the answer. This is how we are training our mind. We know that we have to give the mind something to do. And that's what we've been doing in the group meditations, right? If you don't give it something to do, it's going to take over and it's going to do whatever it wants to. Brenda, yeah.
Well, one of my feedback about that technique that I was going to share, and then we got off on another track, was that I did not have the feeling of like, I'm going to fall asleep, or that it was so relaxing that I tuned you out. Because I was mentally, but when I finished, I was like mentally exhausted. And I think because my mind scatters so quickly, that was like score. That kept me going, kept me in it with really thinking about all the parts. So I did get the physical releases, you know, at the right time, but in between I was like, you know, so.
Okay. So you found it mentally exhausting because your mind was staying with it.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Okay. Now, when we released and you just laid there, was it, how did that feel? Was there any sense of it feeling good, or was it just like, fuck, I'm glad it's over?
No, I mean, that's what I said. When I got to the part where my brain wasn't having to do anything, then I had the feeling of all the muscles. It was very relaxing. But during it, there was no way I was going to tune out and go to sleep.
Okay, so let me ask you one more question then. What was your mind doing right after we stopped, when you released and your body felt relaxed? What was your mind doing?
I was just kind of noticing all the different, like, parts that were tingly or parts that felt less pain than when I first laid down. Just kind of almost like a scan, almost kind of noticing the different parts.
So your mind was easily focused in the present moment.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the point. That's the point. We give the mind something to do and it doesn't want to do it, which is why you fall asleep, which is why you drift off. your mind is going, no, no, don't tell me what to do. It's like a freaking teenager, right? Or a Leo, either one. Sorry, Lisa. but I don't know if you, sorry, Lisa, this is not personal, but generically, generally with a Leo, you don't tell a Leo anything because they know what they know. So your mind is like Leo. It's like it knows what it knows and it's going to go do that thing. And training your mind to do what you want it to do, to come back. No, maybe you don't know. Come on, let's come back in here, is a gentle process. It needs to learn to trust that, oh, it really is. I'm going to feel good. You sure? Oh, wait. Yeah, no, this is nice. I feel calmer now. I'm in the present moment. I don't feel anxious and worried. Oh, I like this. It takes time for our mind to come around. Okay, so take everything I just said and take the Leo piece out, because I love my Lisa over here and I don't wanna put any stigma on a Leo. So I'm actually talking about my daughter when I talk about that one. She knows what she knows, man. So this is, did I make any sense when I just said this? Yeah. So what I'm going to do is divide you up. Okay, April, I'll hear you in a second. I'm going to divide you up into two groups and I want you to tell each other what you think I just said. I want you to try and articulate it in your own words, what you think you heard me say. Okay. All right. April, what was that?
I can save it because it's kind of encapsulates all of it. So I'll save it for the.
Okay. Then let's do two groups. I have no idea if it's going to put you in the same group or not. Hey. Oh, there we go. Okay. One of you is going to have 5. One of you is going to have 4. Okay. Ready, set. I'll just give you, what do you think? 5 minutes, 6 minutes. Okay. All right. But is that enough time, folks? Yeah. So I really don't have a sense of what was said in the groups because I was rethinking how are we, I'm recalibrating here. And so was there a question that came out of that? I don't expect you to literally understand everything because that kind of understanding really just comes from, it's so counterintuitive on some level. It's like, so not what we were taught. Some of you kind of are living more in that world where the energy and the body and the thoughts are all intertwined. But for most of us, it's this new way of being, I guess is a good word, or seeing things. And so I don't expect you to necessarily really know it as much as hear it and be willing to let's just do this and see what happens and find out for yourself. Discover for yourself the connection. It's like if it's real, you will discover it. It will be there for you to see. Just nobody's ever told you to look here before, right? And so I just want to go back to, I don't ever want you to take my word for it, except so much as like, let's try it and see what happens and see if you have a similar experience. Because if it's real, you will have a similar experience and that you will gain that awareness. But so beyond that, were there any questions that came up that of clarification I could give?
We didn't really have any questions, but I think the overall sense for us was that right before we broke out, when you talked about, that being prana, that energy is literal prana. And we all sensed that. And for some of us, it was like, we got it, a light bulb moment, that when you had us open the moon center, you know, or breathe through the moon center, it was like that. Oh, it's like, it kind of like aligned that the idea of what you're saying of the energy into the physical body. Like it's, I don't know. It just kind of all made sense. And it was like a light bulb moment for a lot of us.
Like,
hey, I get it. Those are the words that we needed to like, describe what's happening.
Okay, nice. All right. And if you didn't get it, we got time. Don't worry about it. Okay. And so that's enough now for us to just kind of put that under some foundation and let's move forward a little with this. So let's do this. I'm just going to give you a little experiment to do. I want you to hold your arm like this. Okay. Just hold your arm like this. And I want you to, listen to me. I invite you to. I invite you to. Just gently bring your arm, your hand like that. Just gently, a little bit, bringing your fingers up. Okay, relax them again. Now, do it again and pay attention to what's going on in the muscles in here as you just gently and release. You feel that? Just gentle tightening, tension. Everybody feel that? Okay, that's called low tension. Okay, now bring your hand up like this, not into a fist, but just tighten it like this. Do you feel, can you feel the muscles in here increasing? Yeah? Release. Now let's close back up again. Let's go through low tension, middle tension, and now close all together, make a fist. That's high tension. And let's release from high to medium to low to relaxed. Can we do it again? Relaxed. Come to low to medium to full high tension. And now release back to medium, back to low, back to release. Okay, do it on your own without me talking. See if you can you're paying attention to this. Okay, let's go. Very gradual, just a gentle from one. Do it one more time. Okay. It's, look, from what I can see, you all got it, right? You found that there's, you can find each, and it was a gradual, it's a gradual, right? It's a gentle progression. And when we do this, these exercises where we're tensing, anytime you're tensing, you want to train yourself to be conscious that you are going from released to low, to medium, to high. And release, medium, to low, to high. We don't want this. You can do it like this as long as you're aware, low, medium, high, low, medium, high. We're avoiding jerky, sudden movements. Okay? So we're going to do this in a few minutes. We're going to do another exercise for relaxing the body. It's a little different. It's a little different patterning, a little different progression. And let's see how your mind responds to this one. Okay. And what I'm going to be doing is sending you a handout with the patterning for the one we previously did, right? Which I don't know if you noticed, but it was left to right, every part of the body, foot to foot, left to right, left thigh, right thigh. And then we do lower abdomen, upper abdomen and stomach kind of come together, tension. And then we move from that abdomen area outward to the forearms. Because if they're laying next to you, that's next. So we're literally moving the energy. Like if this is the body, we're literally moving up this way and the arm is hanging out here. And so as we're coming up, oh, come over here to the arm, include the arm and now come into the chest and up into the neck. Does that patterning make sense? Mm-hmm. And this is just not the only patterning. It's this patterning. So, but once you see the patterning, when you do this technique, you have an awareness of, oh, okay. It's like this wave that's coming up. And a wave that's coming down, which is a little different than Jon Kabat-Zinn's body scan patterning, right? So I'm going to give, I'll send you that patterning. I mean, it's called the 20 major body parts. That one has 20 parts. Okay. This next one, we're going to be doing, it has a different progression. Your mind may like one more than the other. I'm going to ask you to just kind of, which one do you think you like better? And practice with that one this week. And I'm going to ask you to do this. I'm going to ask you, does everybody have that thing on their phone where you can just record yourself? Everybody have that kind of phone. If you're an iPhone, it's called Voice Memos. It's just right there, right? And I'm sure Androids have the same, something similar. So I just want to make sure everybody has this capacity before I sign this. Is there anybody who does not? Okay, nobody's saying no. Okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to take what I send you and you're going to record yourself and you're going to go progressive relaxation. Tense the left foot. Left thigh, right thigh. However, whatever it is. I did it wrong. And then you're going to have it.
Progressive relaxation. Tense the left foot, right foot.
Okay, you're going to do it. You're going to record yourself. And then you are going to use that to guide you into your progression. And if you find, like a couple of you did, that you just drifted off, you're going to go back in and you're going to go, So, da-da-da-da-da. Never mind. I'm not going to demonstrate it because my phone is, I can't think about my phone and do this. You're going to go left foot, right foot, left thigh, right thigh, da, 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 da. And you're going to speed it up and find the pace that works for you. And you're going to then practice gentle, gradual tensing and the skill of keeping your mind engaged as you learn how to keep the muscles tense as you're relaxing others and begin to isolate the different body parts. It can be done, I promise you. It's actually quite remarkable. Did you notice a difference from the first time we did it to the third time we did it in your ability to find muscle groups? Yes. And just know that the neck is always going to be a little back of the neck, front of the neck, right? You know, it's like very subtle. But it's like with anything, the more you do it, the better you're going to get at it. And then just see what effect, notice what effect it has on your mind and your ability to soften and relax. Okay, so this is, look at this as a training exercise, and it literally takes a few minutes, right? And you can do, well, this is what I do. When I don't have my earbuds with me, I just put my phone with a speaker right by my ear in bed so my husband can't hear it, and he's hard of hearing, so which helps. And then I just do my meditation and I listen to it this way. And you can do it 2, 3, 4 times. It takes like a minute or two, right? This is going to be your homework. I'm not going to have you read anything. I'm not going to have you. It's like, I want you to. I'm encouraging you to take this week to learn this skill. We're in the sign of Taurus. It's a great time to be in the body and paying attention to the body. And so let's work with it this week if you can. And for those of you, I mean, really, you can do it. You can do it at work, right? It's a minute or 2 minutes or 3 minutes. Okay. So that's all to lead us into this next one I want to do with you. And this one is done a little better sitting up. Okay, because we're going to be moving the head around a little. And in this one, when we tense the arms, when we tense, we're not going to squeeze the fist. I'm going to ask you to tense without making a fist. So see if you can do that right now. Just see if you can put your arms out and tense the forearms, the lower arms, and the fingers. So there's tension. And do the same thing, gradual to high, and then release to release. Everybody find that? Easy enough? Okay. So let's do this one. This one's sitting down. This is just another version. This one is by a guy, one of my favorite guys. His name is, they call him Swami Jay. And his is the Yoga Nidra patterning that I do. And his name is actually Swami Yanashwara. And he's just got this voice that goes, da, 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 da. Left arm, right shoulder, neck. Bring your attention to your heart. Blue point, right star. I mean, he's just really flat like that. But his meditations are wonderful. So this is his. The first one we did is from Paramahansa Yogananda. And this one is from Swami Jay. Yeah.
Does it matter where our feet are? Like you said, sitting up, but.
Well, if you're in a chair, your feet are flat on the floor. If you're sitting, good question, Brenda.
Because I'm thinking about if we're tensing any feet or legs, they're all crossed and.
Yeah. And you will eventually get to where you can do it cross-legged, but this first time through, you might want your legs out straight in front of you.
Okay.
Good point. So. Okay. All right. So everybody in good, comfortable position. All right. And okay. Everybody looks good. All right. So just find your seat. You know how to do that. Take that first deep breath. As you exhale, soften from your crown down into your seat. Another nice deep 3-part inhale. This time, as you exhale, soften from your crown down to your knees. One more three-part inhale. This time, soften from your crown down to your toes. And as we do this relaxation, tension relaxation meditation, keep your breath smooth and easy. Even when we're tensing major muscle groups, you keep breathing. And it's important that the breath stream be smooth, no jerkiness, no interruption. If you find that, then you need to back off and become a little more gentle, okay, in your tension. So let's begin by tensing the muscles of the face. And that means your forehead, your cheeks, your mouth, your upper neck, okay? Just tense them. Gradually tensing up to full tension. And now release from, with that same patterning, from full to middle to low, releasing the face. And then while you keep breathing, I'd like you to gently just drop your head forward. And then just gently roll your head around in a circle. It doesn't matter right or left, just start. And then go in the opposite direction. Really noticing the muscles in the neck as they're moving, as they're tensing, as they're releasing. And let's do one more to the opposite side of whatever you just did. And then come back to center and just notice. Soft neck, soft face. And now tighten the shoulders. And as you tighten the shoulders, pull them upwards and forwards. So up towards your ears and forwards. Tighten, tighten, tighten. Keep breathing. And just all the tightness, the arms are soft, hands are soft. It's just in the shoulders. And then when you're ready, begin to exhale and release, release, release. And now bring your attention to the right arm and tense the right arm just as we did beforehand without making a fist. Just tensing the upper arm, the forearm, the hand, the fingers. Keep breathing. And if you want to release with an exhale, you can. If you'd rather just keep your breath in a rhythmic patterning, that's fine. But let's release the right arm. And now let's do the same thing. Tensing the left arm. Bringing that tension in from low to medium to high. Tensing, tensing. Keep breathing. And now allow your attention to go deep into the arm, not just the flesh and the muscles, but into almost like the core of the arm and the hand and the fingers. And now release, if you want to, with an exhale from high to medium to low. And now gently tense the muscles of the chest and the abdomen. And you're breathing even as you're tensing. So take a few moments to find that where you can tense the chest, the abdomen, the back. But still breathe. And then gently release using your rhythmic pattern or with an exhale. And now we're going to tense the right buttocks. The right buttocks, the right hip. And we're going to take that tension down into the right leg, down through the feet and the toes, so that from the right buttocks and hip down the leg to the feet and the toes, tensing without curling the toes, just tensing. Keep breathing. Keep breathing. And then gently release. Release. And now let's do the same thing on the left side. Squeezing the left buttock, the left hip, the thigh, the calf, feet, the toes without curling them. Keep breathing. Keep the breath smooth and rhythmic. And then when you're ready to release, keep the breath rhythmic or release with the exhale. And now with the body soft, bring your attention from the feet up through the calves, the thighs, the hips, the buttocks, the abdomen, up through the chest, through the arms, back up the arms, up through the neck, and up to the face. And just rest for a moment. See if you can stay present in the sensations in your body. Notice how your mind has responded. And now we're going to do it again, but this time we're going to do it more quickly. Okay? So, tense the muscles of the face. Forehead, cheeks, mouth, upper neck, and release. Roll the head gently in one direction, noticing the muscles, and then roll it in the other direction. And then bring it back, noticing the sensation. Hopefully you kept breathing. Tighten your shoulders, pull them forward. And then release the shoulders. Tighten the entire right arm from the shoulders down to the fingers. And notice the sensation deep in the arm. And then release. And do the same now with the left arm, tightening from the forearm through the upper arm, forearm, hands. Let your attention go deep into the arm, and then release, and then bring your attention to the chest and the abdomen, and bring that tension into the torso while continuing to breathe, and then release, and then bring your attention to the right buttocks, the right leg, the right foot and toes, bringing tension. And bring your awareness deep into the leg, deep into the leg, and release. And then left side, buttocks, leg, foot, toes, tensing, attention deep inside, releasing. And then gently scan now from your feet up through your legs, up through your arms and your torso, up into your neck and your face, and rest. And as you're resting here, just check back in. Is your jaw soft? Is the back of the throat soft? Are the shoulders soft? And then go ahead and gently wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, activate the legs and the arms, bring your attention completely back into the physical body, stretch if you need to. And then when you're ready, open your eyes. So how was that? Some of you are just ready to go to sleep. That's so lovely to see. April, yeah.
I found that for my brain's like a trick to get my other parts of my body to stay breathing while I was still tensing, I would breathe through my belly. Like I would force my belly, you know, the navel, that part of the three-part breath where you expand in the belly. It was almost like that was the only way I could continue to breathe when I was tensing other things, is if I let my belly relax in order to pull the breath there.
Oh.
And that worked for me. It instantly relaxed that part of the body so that I could breathe and still tense another part like my shoulders. And the other thing that I have happens, and this actually I noticed it with Agnieszka's yoga class, that whenever I'm tensing my rib cage, my chest area, my breath automatically goes to a Ujjayi breath. That's the sound of the breath when I'm tensing there. And it's not an intentional doing a Ujjayi breath. That's just what the sound is. So I thought it's been interesting to see that, like, oh, that's another way almost to describe what the sound is of Ujjayi breath, is that it's, anyway, I thought that was just fascinating.
I think that's, I love that you're making those connections and you're noticing those things. Mm-hmm. And the only thing I just want to make sure that Ujjayi breath is a breath in here.
Right.
Just so we make clear of that. Okay.
Yes.
All right. But that, I love that you're finding the ways to engage your mind and to engage yourself in the technique. So you can find a way to do it, because it is, everybody's got to find their own way in. How do I tense here and relax there? I mean, that's a skill, right? But it's engaging the mind. It's activating the mind. It's, yeah. Okay. Somebody else. Thank you, April. Yeah, Kelsey.
I don't know if it's just because I'm waking up more, but my body feels more energized after this one. Like, I'm still tired, but my body physically feels like lighter and more energetic right now. More so than after the first one, I felt more relaxed. This time my body feels more energized.
Nice. Okay, that's good to know, right? And this one, if you think about it, this one was, at least I think it was faster. It was more, you know, utilizing that idea of this prana coming in, release. Yeah. Interesting. So good. Nice to know that it had that effect on you. Yeah. Anybody else? Are you mildly pleased to see how quickly they go? That it's not a 20-minute meditation? Are you having some part in your head that's going, oh, I can do this. I can do this week. Brenda, were you going to say something?
Yeah, I did not care for the rolling the head in a circle. It made me very dizzy.
Okay.
But that could be a need for a chiropractic adjustment. But yeah, I was like, whoa, that made me really like lightheaded. So.
Okay. So at that point, then you adapt, right? And if you have any, some people, they can't do this, right? So what you could try, Brenda, just start with this.
Mm-hmm.
Just do half, right? And focus on the muscles in the back. And then if you're ready, you can just gently come back. I'm not keyed on that move, to be honest. So maybe I wouldn't do that one. I don't know. Try just doing half like this.
Okay.
Or you could just even do this. It's just to find some of the, to find the neck muscles is what we're trying to do in a way that doesn't exacerbate any injuries or pain that's there. Okay. So are you feeling more relaxed? Yeah. All right. Okay. So I'm going to give, go ahead.
Did anyone else find that their body was like, almost like ticking after this last one? Like I wasn't as relaxed. I was relaxed, but it was, my body was like doing little, like pinging different places after this one. Like it was like, didn't want to, it was real, it, you know, it was softened, but it kept like almost spasming.
Okay, let's talk about spasms. Let's talk about spasms. Because when you do this on your own, or I have had students, we start doing this and they literally start spasming. I don't know, Lisa, Agnieszka, have you found that in yoga class that people will, when they move into Shavasana, they might start spasming?
In my experience, not necessarily spasming, but then the nervous system, sometimes you get those jumps, like before you fall asleep. Mm-hmm. And it's just, what I was told is that it's just, we're actually aware of our nervous system being somewhat active. It's all the time like this. We just don't notice. So I don't know. But I notice that like in my body too, like it'll just.
So I'm going to take it a step further, which is, I mean, literally spasm, leg spasms, you know, like this. And if we've been doing something like where you're asking somebody to tense and release, this goes back to what Steve was saying. How is this connected mind to body? How is it all? It is connected. And it's the body's way, the mind's way of going, oh, this stuff that's trapped in these muscles. Oh, let me let it go. And it's nothing to resist. And part of the safety that we create, when we create it for ourselves, that we allow that spasming to just work itself out of the body, eventually it stops. I mean, it could take months, it could take years, but eventually it does stop. And what I have found is that making it safe for my body to do what it needs to do, which I train for with Hong Sa. That's the connection. Hong Sa, we are completely surrendering and letting the breath breathe us. You completely surrender. Excuse me. Wax is falling off my little braces here. You completely surrender and let the breath breathe you. Well, the body starts to do its own thing. You may not be there yet, but and this is something we do. I did once last time in person. I'll do it with you guys at the retreat. It's nothing I record or put on there, but I will show you that how you can completely surrender your body, and there's energy moving in your body and your body moves with it. And it's, I don't do this very often, but it's a way to just show you that there's this energy that is moving through your body and it's not there to hurt you. It's there to open things up and release. And it's something to be paid attention to, given attention to, and allowed. So as Hong Sa has taught me that, that makes it possible when you're in your these kinds of techniques and your body starts responding, that means you have let go of enough control, enough tightness in your body that there's a little thing in there that's going, let me out, and it goes, boom, and it's gone. And it's that let's just bypass the logical brain for a little bit and let the body eliminate things that it's trying to let go of. And it takes a real level of trust and safety. And if you can do it with yourself, then if you ever teach a class and you see this happening, you can bring that same sense of safety to the class and allow somebody to just release energy as they need to. So that wasn't on the topic for today, but it was brought up. So I'm mentioning it now. Lisa.
Yeah. And if we don't experience that.
Nothing.
That's nothing. Okay. It's not like, oh, that's the bar we're all striving to get to. And if we don't lay there and twitch, we haven't made it.
No, not at all. Thank you for saying that. No, okay. Not at all. No, it's, which comes back to being authentic in your experience, right? It's like, what is your experience? Some people's bodies react that way. I would say it's probably 1 out of 40. 1 out of 40. This happens. Yeah. But you want to know that so that if you're leading a Shavasana, you're leading one of these exercises and people are laying there after and they're starting to twitch, you want to tell them, allow the twitch. Allow the twitch. Don't try and resist it, right? And for most of you, it might not ever happen. It doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. That was so well said. It's not a bar that you're trying to reach, right? Okay? So can I give you just some real, I'm going to ask you to take notes on this. I'm going to just give you some pointers, things to keep in mind about these processes. And then I'm going to take you through one more meditation before we go. So let me make sure I got this. Okay. First of all, key point. We are not diverting the mind to relax. We are helping the mind, training the mind to turn inward and see with a sense of curiosity and non-judgmentalness what is actually there. We are learning how to directly relax, not relax by diversion. We are learning to directly relax. We are turning inward. We are consciously directly by using attention and breath. We are releasing the muscles. We are releasing the tension that way rather than trying to distract our mind. You know, like what's greater distraction than to binge on a Netflix series, right? It's the best. And there is a place for that. I am not saying don't binge. I'm a binge lover, right? That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying don't read a book. I'm not saying don't take a bath. I'm just saying this is a skill. It's a different kind of relaxation. It's a different kind of skill, okay? There's a place for a nice glass of wine on the beach, you know, with the breeze blowing. So, okay. So we are, okay. So, all right, I already said that. Okay, so back to Steve's point. By learning to turn inward and directly, consciously release the body, we are also learning how to release the thought patterns in the mind. And you know this because we went through the technique, you stayed with it, and it was done. You had a moment of calmness in the mind. The mind was busy. It was engaged, focused, and engaged. And that was your taste of how this skill begins to quiet the mind and give you control of the mind. Okay? All right. What makes this different than regular relaxation, which is why we don't use the word relax the body, is that we are learning to move our attention through the different, do we want to call them levels, layers, aspects of our being. We are aware of physical. We are aware of the breath. We are aware of the internal sensations. We are aware of subtle sensations. Excuse me, I'm about to sneeze. Excuse me. And this is what we mean by directly learning, right? And we are becoming aware, more aware of different levels, layers, aspects of our being. Okay? In other words, we are coming to know ourselves at all levels. You know yourself as a body. You are coming to know yourself as a mind. You certainly know yourself in some level as an emotional being, right? And what we are learning to do is become aware now of ourselves at a more subtle level. And eventually that deep, deep level where we are aware of who we really are. So I know it doesn't seem connected, but it is connected. It's all connected. Okay. And the goal is for you to experience that, not just to have me tell you that. All right. So the other thing is, okay. This type of relaxation is not auto-suggestion. Okay. So let's be clear. It's not auto-suggestion. We are not using auto-suggestion to say, relax the arm, relax the body. We are moving inward. We are having a direct experience, awareness, and it's the attention combined with the breath that is naturally releasing the tightness, tension in the body. So you're not this is not auto-suggestion. It's not hypnosis. Okay. This is different. And there's a place for both of those. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying this is not that. Okay. Part of what we're, and I already said, I want to just state it again. This is not a visualization exercise. We are training to develop the skill to see what is actually there. Okay. So if you're a visualizer, so I'm going right to my April and my Kelsey, it's like your challenge here is going to be to not visualize, but to actually show up. Okay. And, please no music, no music, no music, no music, no music, music distraction. Just go there in your head. Music distraction. I'm taking the journey in. Oh, this is exciting. A little terrifying, but I can do it. And what else? And then what we talked about with the mind, that the mind needs something to do, right? And you're giving it something internal to focus on rather than an external distraction. And with a restless, active mind, let me give you five things to just make a note about this. This is how you want to deal with your restless mind. You want to first accept that it's restless. It is restless. It's like when you say to me, my mind is just going, it's like, yes, thank you. Just acknowledge it. Accept it. Okay. Two, we're not going to divert it. We're going to practice self-awareness. So there's a conscious, right? I can divert my mind and go binge. I can divert my mind and create a story in my head about what's wrong with my spouse. I can divert my attention by, you know, coming up with a story about all the things, all those different things, stories we tell ourselves. Or we can make that conscious choice that we're coming into self-awareness, right? So that's still the second point. We're not diverting it. We're practicing self-awareness, conscious choice. And we want to give the mind what we call an internal travel plan for the journey. Three. Yes, April, this is point three. So this is like you just plugged it into your little GPS on your phone and you said, I'm going to do, the 20 point tension release. I'm going to do the 61 point. I'm going to do the, right? It's like, this is the plan I'm doing, their brain, this is mind, this is what we're going to do. Okay. And then once you start on the journey, you're going to go at a pace that keeps your mind actively engaged. You're going to keep up with your mind in the beginning. You're not going to ask your mind to come up with you, because if it keeps up with you and you're going too slow, it's going to bunny trail. Right? Okay. And then you're going to use your breath, smooth and easy breath, as one of the tools to help to keep you comfortable and present in the moment. Okay. So we're coming back to this idea of it's attention and breath combined. Okay. Let me see if there was something else. I think there might have been one other thing I wanted to share with you. Let me go through this.
Well, you said there were five things for restless mind. I only have four. Did I miss one?
I'll break them. They may have been. In my mind, there were five, I had five bullets. Accept that it's restless one. Don't divert it. Don't just divert it. Practice self-awareness and self-training. Give the mind an internal travel plan. Speed the rate of the technique up to match your mind.
Okay.
And then the breath. Breathe smoothly, no jerks, no jerkiness. That's part of the technique, right? Okay. Thank you. So I think that's the main thing. I already covered this other stuff with the making sure you go gradually with the energy, right? It's from low to medium to high, high, medium, low. And you can do it quick, but there's a smoothness that happens that way. Okay. Oh, are you full? Are you full? That was a lot, wasn't it? What if I take you through one more meditation? One more relaxing meditation. And we'll give me, it'll be, I've got a really busy day tomorrow, so Darcy will get the videos up. I will try to get the handouts done tonight, and so that they'll be there to get on the website. But if they're not up there, you know, with the patterning, don't not do it. But on your own, the first patterning, we went left to right, left to right, left to right. The second patterning, we went right to left, right to left, right to left, right? Okay. And mystically, they would say there's a reason for that. We're starting with the left side. We are, oh wait, do I want to go here yet? Hold on. No, I don't want to go here yet. I don't want to go here yet. We'll talk about that later. Okay. We'll talk about that later.
Sure, but there was a really big explanation about that at the retreat. So
last time there was, wasn't there? Last retreat. Right.
And it took a while to explain.
Exactly. Thank you. Okay. So for those of you who were not the last retreat, don't worry about it. You'll get the explanation. But as Brenda just said, it's a bigger explanation. So let's let that go for now. And let's just know that there's a gentle, it's not a hard and fast. It's not anything, but there's a rationale for starting on the left or starting on the right. Okay. But for now, do you want to lay down for this? Do you think you can stay awake if you lay down? Or do you want to try and do it sitting? If you're falling asleep, I don't know. Part of me goes, well, fall asleep. You might need it, you know? So maybe lay down. Go ahead and lay down if you can. And if Agnieszka, I can see you there. You're not sure, right? Go ahead and sit.
I would fall asleep, so I'll try to sit up.
You'll try to sit up. Okay. All right. Okay. I feel you. All right. So you want to be, for those of you laying down, Agnieszka, you just adapt what I'm saying for your seated position. Okay. So if you're laying down, you just want to make sure that your head, your trunk, your legs are aligned, that you're evenly weighted left to right side. And I'd like you to just close your eyes. Take that first deep three-part inhale. As you exhale, soften from your crown all the way down to the tips of your toes. And then just allow yourself to consciously acknowledge that you are supported right now, that you are reclining, laying down, and that every part of your body is supported. And if you're seated, you can find that support in that posture where you are settled in your seat. And then just allow your attention to move through your head and your face. Just kind of, how would we say it? Just rotating your awareness from your forehead, your eyes, your mouth, the back of your head. So you're surveying, right? You're just kind of moving your awareness, your attention around your face and your head, noticing, just noticing the sensation. And then letting your attention rest on the face. Let another portion of your awareness rest with attention on the coolness of the breath as you inhale and the change in temperature as you exhale. And now continue to survey the mouth, survey the jaw. Just notice as I'm using the word survey, which means just noticing, exploring with a sense of curiosity. And then the chin. And there's a right and a left to the chin. There's a top and a bottom. And then keeping that breath smooth and easy, let your attention come down into the neck and then come inside to the throat. And then let your attention move into the shoulders, both shoulders, into the upper arms, the elbows, the wrists, the hands, the fingers, and the fingertips. The fingertips, the hands, the wrists, the elbows, the upper arms, the shoulders. And for a few moments now, just imagine that as you inhale, that breath is going all the way down to the tips of your fingers. And as you exhale, the breath is moving up, back up through the arms. Inhaling to the tips of the fingers and exhaling from the fingertips back up to the tops of the shoulders, the tops of the arms. And then let your attention, the next time your breath comes up to the tops of the arms, let your attention move into the chest. And let your inhales and your exhales feel that expansion in the chest as you inhale and the softening in the chest as you exhale. And now let your attention move into the stomach, the abdomen, the lower back, the hips, the thighs, the knees, the calves, the ankles, the feet, and the toes. And when you inhale, next inhale, imagine that the whole body is inhaling all the way down from the tips of the toes. The whole body is inhaling. And as you exhale, the whole body is exhaling. Full body inhale. Full body exhale. And as you inhale, inhale with a sense of new energy, the prana that's coming in through the moon center, filling the entire body. And as you exhale, exhaling all worries and anxiety. And then inhaling, filling yourself with this refreshing, revitalizing prana. Exhaling into a sense of calm and peace. And now, bringing your attention back to the toes, let's move back up the body. From the toes to the feet, to the ankles, to the calves, to the knees, to the thighs, to the hips, to the lower back, to the abdomen, to the stomach, to the chest. And right here, just for a few moments, let the attention in the breath be here in the chest, the breath expanding and the breath releasing in the chest. And then bring your attention to the shoulders and the upper back, to the upper arms, to the elbows, the lower arms, the wrists and the hands, the fingers and the fingertips. And once again, feel that you are inhaling and the breath is inhaling all the way into the tips of your fingers. And as you're exhaling, the breath is flowing from the fingertips back up to the shoulders. And then let your attention now move from the fingertips to the fingers, the palms, the wrists, the forearms, the elbows, the upper arms and the shoulders. And then let your attention come up into the neck and the throat, into the chin, the jaw, the mouth, the nostrils, and just rest here with the breath at the nostrils. And then let your attention come into the cheeks and the cheekbones, the eyes, the eyebrows, the forehead, the top of the head. And for just a moment, just rest with the smooth, gentle flow of your breath. inhaling and exhaling. And your mind is simply engaging to ensure that the breath is smooth and easy. And now release all thoughts of the breath and allow yourself to just rest, present in the sensations of this moment, right here, nowhere to go, nowhere to be, just right here, right now. And so very gently wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. Gently, gently activate the arms and the legs, squeezing just a little bit, low tension, releasing. And to be honest, I'm going to leave you here, guys. I'm going to leave you here relaxed and easy and just rest here as long as you want. But when you get up slowly and mindfully and try to carry this feeling with you back into your day. And if you can do it for even 10 seconds, that's a victory. Okay? So rest, my dears, and I will see you in group meditation this week. Bye, everybody.